Yeah, so after we hear from the, you know, the keynotes, the panelists, if you will, we have those sector leaders that are going to be with us, and they're going to have an opportunity to engage the public. There'll be some breakouts of some sort, probably stay in the room that we're in, but really engage around some tabletop conversations about what you're hearing and what people are experiencing, right? So I think it's really important, like I said, leadership is important in local communities, but the public participation is equally important. So how do we open up these spaces so everyone's voice is heard and that people can feel like they truly have a participating in the strength of their local communities? So that's one of the goals. And we're going to come take away from this, we're going to give people the opportunity to make sure that those voices are heard. And as we put together a snapshot of where our region is at, what we can do to strengthen that democracy and civic engagement. And there's a lot of work going forward, and we just welcome people in on this journey because there's a lot of work to be done. So we invite everyone to join us in that work.
And you said it's been about 2 years in the making. This so it's not tied with any current moves of the current administration or anything like that. It's
yeah, no, can't emphasize enough that, yeah, so we started the Rural Democracy Project in January of 2023, and it's really emphasized this is local, nonpartisan work at the local level, supporting those leaders who currently exist in office in these local communities. There's 82 communities that we represent, 9 counties, 35 school districts. There's 410 units of government in all across those 9 counties that we support. So supporting those existing nonpartisan local offices, giving them the resources they need. Second of all, training the next generation, right? We have training programs that train the next generation, give them the tools they need to run for local office and explore being a leader, you know, how they can lead their communities through nonpartisan local elected office. And then the third part I would bring out is just that general engagement, civic engagement, and including as many voices in the process as possible, because my experience is that's truly when democracy is at its best, is when all of those things are working simultaneously.
Okay. Again, that's going to be Friday, October 31st. So your pre-Halloween activity there, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Minnesota Morris. Anything specifically where it is on the campus there?
Yeah, it's going to be in Oyate Hall. I just want to say this, a couple points. 9 a.m., go to wcif.org to register. There's no cost to participate. You know, we'll provide coffee and rolls in the morning, lunch in the afternoon, no cost to anybody. We want as many people there as we possibly can. I want to just give a shout out to the University of Minnesota Morris. They've been such a great partner with us in this work. We helped host a cooperative conference not too long ago. You know, I participated in the Green Ammonia Summit, some of the research that's coming out. Just a great partner, and just what a beautiful campus and what a perfect setting. So we're going to make sure everyone gets out of there by 1 o'clock in the afternoon so they can get on with their Halloween festivities. But yeah, come and bring your voice and your ideas for what a positive rural future looks like for your community. So we'd love to have everyone join us. There's no cost, and it's going to be a great day.
All right, and Oyate Hall, that's in the student center there on the campus there of the U of M Morris.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you want to add about this, Ben?
No, just thank you for having me, Marshall. Thanks to the community of Morris. They've been a great partner. And again, the University of Minnesota Morris, what a beautiful setting for a summit that I think, a gathering that I think can really help shape what we do together to make our communities as strong as they can possibly be.
All right, that's the Rural Democracy Summit toward a positive rural vision going on Friday, October 31st, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the U of M Morris, Oyate Hall. You can register at wcif.org. I think they want that by Monday, October 27th. Get your RSVPs in for that. All right, Ben, I'm sorry I messed up your name, but WCI, thank you so much for being with us on the KMRS Community Connection.